air of the swamp is thick. Equipped for every occasion as usual, Batman takes a breath of fresh air from a canister and soldiers on. He will find the artifact, no matter what corner of the world he needs to go to get it. Finding a clearing, the Caped Crusader stops to check which direction to go next. It is then that an alien voice pierces the heavy air.
Lost you are, friend, you are not.
As the diminutive figure known as Yoda walks forward, cane in hand. Batman notices the lightsaber hanging from Yoda's belt and shouts,
I'm here for that artifact. If you just give it to me, I won't have a reason to hurt you.
Said already am I, friend, you are not.
And this battle is underway. It's the Dark Knight versus the Jedi Master. It's the world's greatest detective versus the Clone War General. It's Batman versus Yoda, live today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of sci-fi, comics, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ray Stakanis. For the first time ever, we're coming to you live from YouTube. People have been asking us to do this for quite some time. Ray, why do you think now is the time for us to be doing a live video format for the show?
Thank you, everybody.
I'm sorry, what was that? Can you hear us okay, Ray?
I'm holding for the applause, James. Obviously, people are excited to see me.
Okay, that's not how things kind of work. Let's just assume they are. Ray, you know, we've been talking about doing this battle for quite some time, you know, in terms of Batman versus Yoda, but more importantly, we've been talking about doing a live show on YouTube. What brought us to this point? What made us say, now is the time to do this?
The time for a live battle is now. The people demand to see me. Have I been seen before? Maybe, but that doesn't matter. The people are here. Clearly, because they need visual representation of someone great like me.
Okay, so there may be a reason why you haven't appeared on TV before, but let's kind of bypass that right now. You know, when we have such an epic battle, as we always do, by the way, the reality is that we need the right kind of judge to help us with this. And, you know, we talked about different celebrities who want to come on board. By the way, for the fans, the reality is we're getting a lot of notice. You've noticed our judges have been getting increasingly and increasingly more and more famous, bigger celebrities and what have you, social media influencers. So we ran it by our board of trustees and, you know, the boss who's in charge of Who Would Win. And they said, yeah, we're not going with any of those. We're going with the most important person of all time to the Who Would Win show. So introducing, one more time, it's actor extraordinaire, but also the executive vice president of the Who Would Win show. It's none other than Brent Pope. Brent, welcome back to the show.
Hello, guys. How are you? Good to see you.
Good. Brent, I see your picture in the background. Can you tell me what you've been up to other than, you know, helping to guide the Who Would Win show to better and bigger heights? What have you been doing outside of the Who Would Win show?
Well, I've been doing a lot of stuff. I mean, actually, you know, we got to get this show on the road tonight, James, because I got to be out in 53 minutes so I can watch myself on Station 19 on ABC tonight. The Shonda Rhimes show. It's a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. And the other thing I've been doing is not... Look at these pictures. I'm like 25 pounds lighter. I'm not feeding my pie hole as much. Wow, I look so much better. Ray... James, you look great tonight, I gotta say. And Ray, you look like Brian Posehn and the Eagle from The Muppets made a baby.
Oh, that's hilarious, Mr. Brent Pope. You know, one thing I appreciate about the Who Would Win show is our efforts to get unbiased, fair judges. I guess I don't really understand how somebody who's never given me a verdict, I guess maybe one, can be here for such an important battle today.
Did you not win the last time I judged, Ray?
Who can remember? I've won so many times.
Yeah, I remember. You did.
Listen, Brent, the fans,
I remember.
The fans think that you favor me. And I just want to let everyone know that I also agree that you do favor me. But the reality is you've come down on me before. You've pulled me outside of board meetings and you've said, James, if you don't, you know, shape up, you may be kicked out of the Who Would Win, you know, show altogether. So I'm hoping I do you proud today. My big question is, How are you not coming down on Ray in the exact same way that you come down on me?
Well, because I don't have to. You know what I mean? Ray, it's just innately done, right? And you know what? How they say you're hardest on the ones that you have the most confidence in?
Yeah.
No, no one says that. Never, no one has ever said that.
Never heard that expression before, but go ahead.
Well, I do.
Okay.
I see much potential in you, I see. That's why I'm so hard on you. Ray, you know what you get with Ray. You get Ray, which is a spectacular thing, but, that's why.
Okay.
Also, I just like talking. Maybe I like having lunch with you better than Ray.
We did have a good lunch. I mean, that was an epic lunch.
Yeah, it was delicious. The best part was that Ray wasn't there.
It's sad. I called Ray many names during lunch, so it was that helped us make it more fun. Ray, I gotta, again, you know, Brent, Ray, yeah. I gotta tell you, I'm normally very confident in these matchups. I'm very, very nervous right now. I'm going to give it my best shot, and I'm going to do Batman proud. The reality is, I don't like myself a whole lot right now because I love Yoda. Yoda is fantastic in every way, shape, or form. Ray, I know you're going to represent him really well. I'm going to do my best.
Of course I am.
I'm in a no-win situation, but I'm gonna do my best to help Batman get the win. Ray, do you have any surprises for me? Just give me a yes or no.
You haven't.
Everything's going to be a surprise. Look, you know who Yoda is. You know what Yoda can do. You're going to pretend like Yoda can't do some things. And quite frankly, I might pretend like Yoda can do some things that I know he can't do. And we'll just see how it shakes out.
I wouldn't expect anything less. All right, guys. It's about that time. Ray, please do us the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing DC Comics, the hero about whom pigs wearing all black are safe. Because he took a vow to protect Gotham's Batman. And representing Star Wars, I've been around, but I ain't never seen a guy who looks like a Muppet, but he's wrinkled and green. Oh, my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
Well done, as always, Ray. Now, before we go any further, let's go over the official rules of a Who Would Win match. Now, rule number one, each debater will be able to make 3 points. Everyone knows this. Now, rule number two, the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with neither combatant necessarily knowing anything about their opponent or having any time to prepare for it. On that note, by the way, someone on Twitter said that Batman referenced Star Wars once in a Justice League comic book. I'm going to assume that was a different Star Wars and really doesn't know who Yoda is and what have you, so he's completely clueless as to what Yoda is or what Yoda can do. Now, rule number three, the exact version of the character has to be specifically stated. Ray, I can only think of two versions of Yoda, but what version are you going to go with?
As much as I'd like to take the God Emperor Yoda that most of Facebook seems to think exists, you know, the one that can punch people into orbit and crush hearts just by thinking about it and do all kinds of nonsense he's never actually done, except maybe in the fan fiction you wrote that you keep in a live journal entry somewhere, I'm using canonical Yoda, the only Yoda that really should be talked about. Shame on our audience. Shame on you out there. I'm talking about real Yoda. Not whatever it is you think you're doing.
Wow, okay. Ray, there's so many great versions of Batman. My favorite version is Batman from the animated series. I'm also a really big fan of Ben Affleck as Batman. I thought that warehouse scene was fantastic. But you're not going to believe this. I'm actually going to go with the current DC Comics version of Batman.
This is outrageous.
I know, it's crazy. I thought, you know, of all the versions, why not take the best one? All right, well, rule number four, the winner of the Who Would Win debate is whomever the judge decides has the best ability to incapacitate their opponent to the degree where they can safely walk away with no further threat being present. This includes completely destroying their opponent, removing them from the field of battle, restraining them, or knocking them out. The Who Would Win battles are not necessarily death matches. Now, rule number five, the judge, that's you, Brent Pope, can disallow or veto a point made by one of the debaters if you feel it goes outside of the scope of the battle or is irrelevant to the fight. And rule number six, each debater must use examples of powers, abilities, or weapons that are a part of the specific character's continuity, or at least was with that character for a good deal of time. And now, let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Today's tale of the tape is brought to you by the official brand new Who Would Win merchandise store.
What?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. People have been saying, we need mugs, we need chibi characters of Ray and James about to fight each other, we need some new style shirts, all that kind of good stuff. Look in the link below for the description of the show, and you're going to go there and see some great stuff. We've got the hoodies, we've got the t-shirts, we've got tank tops, we've got great stuff. Please order as much as you can. because that would make Ray and I very happy.
Minimum five pieces per each of you in the crowd right now. There's actually a brand new styled shirt, an art piece that we have are actually debuting today on the show. If you want to go into the store right now, I call it The Duel. I think officially on the store, it's called Ray versus James. And it's essentially an anime style duel between the two of us. And it's one of the coolest things I may have ever seen. I may have already ordered it on a shirt myself.
I love that shirt. And it's funny. You're like looking really masterful in a pose. And I'm in the air with a cape. That's, I don't know how they captured me, like what I do every day with a cape. It's just fantastic. All right.
I can't believe you took it off for this recording.
You got to do what you got to do, Ray. All right, now, Ray, with that being said, please give us the details on Yoda.
Well, before I get started, why did nobody tell me I look like an idiot right now? Well, I got these two Yoda ears behind my head because I got this Yoda picture. Hold on a sec. I got to. This is absolutely outrageous. There we go. That's better. Okay, now I'm ready to go. Yoda is a Force-attuned Jedi Master who first appeared in the movie The Empire Strikes Back in 1980. He was created by George Lucas and was performed by famed Muppeteer Frank Oz. Yoda is a mystery, having been listed as species unknown in the Star Wars databank, and no race or homeworld has been mentioned in either any official or non-canon Star Wars stories. Being one of the oldest age characters in Star Wars means that his role as a trainer is enormous. Virtually every single Jedi Master who has ever existed, James, in Star Wars has been trained by Yoda. This will happen when you've been doing it for 800 years. In the original trilogy, Yoda plays the role of mentor to Luke Skywalker as he continues his journey from Padawan to Jedi Master himself. Fun fact, Yoda's name is absolutely iconic, we all know. Yoda is actually Sanskrit for warrior, so that makes a lot of sense. What doesn't make sense is that the original name that George Lucas came up with for this character was Buffy. Yes, in earlier versions of character design, the character known as Buffy the Jedi Master was Yoda. Sarah Michelle Gellar could not be reached for comment.
Buffy.
Buffy. Buffy the Jedi.
It works. Interesting. I don't think it works at all. But okay, Yoda's great too. Well done as usual, Ray. Now, here are the details for Batman. Now, Batman, as we all know, was created by artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger and first appeared in Detective Comics number 27 way back in 1939. Everything changed for Bruce Wayne when his parents were gunned down in front of him during a botched robbery. Swearing vengeance on all crime, Bruce traveled the world perfecting his body, mind, and skills into the perfect weapon. Returning to Gotham, he began his war on crime. However, he lacked an edge. Taking on the mantle of the Bat, he became a symbol of fear to criminals in Gotham and beyond. Using his mind, training, and tech, Batman has clearly positioned himself as one of the most respected, feared, and significant superheroes in the DC Universe. Whether it's taking out kidnappers, fighting a brainwashed Superman, leading the Justice League against an alien invasion, or making Darkseid, the ultimate boss villain of DC Comics, stand down and pay respect, there's literally no one that exists who Batman can't take down if you give him 2 weeks prep time. And here's an interesting fact about Batman. Oh, of course, right? Here's an interesting fact about Batman. Did you know that there's a college that offers a class in Batman? It's true. The University of Victoria in Canada, of course, offers a physical... offers a physical education class called The Science of Batman, which examines how the human body can be adapted and improved based on the metaphor of the Caped Crusader himself. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Brent, do you have any questions before we get started?
Yeah, just so I'm clear, I get that you're doing the current DC version
Correct.
Of Batman. Ray, which version of Yoda are you using?
This is the canonical version of Yoda. So this is the one considered to be canon, or the one from the movies, and is the same one from the cartoons, is the same one from a couple of books, but I'm not going to lean on that too heavily, because a lot of that old stuff became fan fiction.
Gotcha. Are we talking about 900-year-old Yoda, 800, 700, 600? He's so old. Which?
We're talking about Yoda. I'm going to basically claim him from his fighting era, although I might claim feats from later, because his strength never got lower.
That's true. By the way, if I may add something,
Okay, so gotcha. Yeah.
By the way, I just want to add something to all of our listeners. The audio issues have been fixed. Thank you so much for, putting up with everything we're doing. Ray, please go ahead and give us your point number one.
Well, I'm glad audio issues are fixed, because I've been saying just dynamite stuff up here this entire time. The idea that a person would miss out on even 1 second of me is offensive. I'm going to start with my point number one. Now, point number one about Yoda. Let's talk a little bit about how he is a master duelist. This is a one-on-one chance encounter, which means that these are two people who are going to be fighting each other head to head, which means that he has all kinds of general powers at his disposal. First off, you know, you think of Yoda, you think of a frail, you think of a guy with needing a cane to walk around. Well, gee, how does he fight in a battle, James? I'm sure you're asking. Well, he has a little power called Force Valor. Force Valor is a way to embody your body, weirdly enough, with the Force, and allow it to make you go higher in level than you've ever been before. Which means that if you're using Force Valor, which Yoda does, you can increase your strength, you can increase your speed, as well as your accuracy. And this is how Yoda jumps and flips and does everything, but needs a cane to walk around normally. Now, when he's in the middle of combat, he uses something called a super jump. Okay, that's what I call it. He doesn't call it that. But we've seen him in all kinds of battles jump, you know, 30 feet up in the air, jump 40 feet up in the air. Not to mention, he can jump down from a very, very large place. Think of when you're playing Fallout 4 and you jump down off of a high building wearing power armor. Yoda is basically wearing power armor when he falls every single time that he does it. Now, let's talk a little bit about his dueling ability, because he was known in Jedi Academy as a guy who never lost a duel. I think he lost one, and it was to some character they were really trying to put over. It's sort of the Goldberg effect. You got to put somebody over him eventually. Otherwise, what's the point? Undertaker has to lose at WrestleMania sometime, or else what's the point of having a 40-year winning streak? Anyway, Yoda beat every single person sans this one jobber in dueling while he was part of Jedi Academy, and that's everybody. That's the Dookus of the world. That's, you know, he never lost a fight to Luke Skywalker. I can promise you that right now. He also was a master at 100 years old. 100 years old, James. That's one of the young Yoda, I guess, because he's 900 right now. What that means is, since he's been a master at 100, and he's 900 when we leave him, that means that he spent 800 years, give or take, as a trainer of other Jedis. Now, they say one of the best things you can do to learn something yourself is to teach it to others. I'll get a little bit more into that in my point number two, but I just want to say right now, James, you're in trouble. Yoda is a one-on-one specialist who crushes people, uses the Force, and has all the strength, speed, endurance, what have you, as Batman, and that is my point number one.
Wow. Okay. That's a strong point number one.
I know. I said it.
Wow. Two things, Ray. Number one, maybe you should try getting some more fiber in your diet. Number two, let's try to use our indoor voice. I have a question for you. I hate myself for asking this. Who has Yoda beaten?
Well, Yoda beat all kinds of young Jedi as they came through the ranks. Now, if you want to talk, now I know where you're going with this, James, and I'm just going to throw a little red meat at you right now. Look, in the movies, the early movies, what is it, part two? Mm-hmm. Attack of the Clones? Whatever terrible name that movie had. He fought Count Dooku, and Count Dooku was able to put other people in peril, and then Yoda got away. Or Count Dooku got away from sure. Yoda. Okay. He then later fought Darth Sidious, and Darth Sidious is, you know, the greatest Sith of all time. And yes, he had trouble hanging with Darth Sidious, who was able to push him backwards after Yoda got a few shots in, I would say, all right? Those are his two big battles that he fought, and yes, he did not necessarily win either one of them, but he's a great duelist. He didn't necessarily lose either one of them either.
So he didn't beat them. Oh, I really hate going against Yoda. Okay, he didn't beat them, and we don't know what his track record is, his win-loss record is over the years.
We haven't seen the fights, but it is said that he is a tremendous duelist. It is said in legend that he just destroys everybody because he's just so good at it.
Except for his opponents that he faces on the battlefield.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, gotcha. Other than his opponents that he needs to beat, he's undefeated. It reminds me of people in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu who sometimes come in and say, "Oh yeah, I'm undefeated." I'm like, "Great. What matches have you done? What tournaments have you fought?" He's like, "Oh no, during sparring, I'm undefeated." I'm like, gotcha. So Yoda's like that person who's undefeated in sparring. I get it. Well done, Ray. That's exactly how you should represent. Let me get to my point number one. Look, let's just face the fact. Batman has spent millions upon millions of dollars to train his body and mind to physical perfection. We all know this, right? He's got a genius IQ, I think, of at least 162. He's got insane mental and emotional discipline. And he's, he's mastered, you know, speaking of martial arts, 127 different styles. And he's considered by none other than Superman to be the most dangerous man on the planet. By the way, Amanda Waller, that notorious government operative who was the person who created the Suicide Squad, lists Batman as a superhuman level threat, knowing full well he has no superpowers. The question is, why do both Superman and Amanda Waller consider Batman a regular human being to be so dangerous? Well, you could say it's because, you know, he's got access to billions of dollars and cutting-edge tech, but the reality is that there are other characters who also have access to those resources, and they're nowhere near as dangerous or as significant as Batman. You could say it's his pure fighting ability, and I really hate saying this, there are some within the DC universe, like Lady Shiva and what have you, that can match and probably even outmatch Batman when it comes to fighting. So what is it? Well, it's because of his fight record, which is what I just mentioned about Yoda. Batman has taken out and taken down opponents that he really should have no business doing so. Now, let me make something clear. I get it. You know, if he has 2 weeks of prep time, Batman can really fight well above his weight class. But, you know, again, I can't use that in a who would win matchup because this is a random encounter with no previous knowledge of his opponent. So with that said,
I know
it's horrible. I wish I could. But so with that said, let's go over wins Batman has over significant opponents with zero prep time. All right. First, he's got a win over Captain America, right? From that 1990s, mid-90s Marvel-DC crossover. That's a clear win for Batman. He's also got a win over, this one's kind of ridiculous, but it still counts. He's got a win over the Incredible Hulk, where he used knockout gas to make the Incredible Hulk realize, like, I don't want to breathe that in or else I'll get knocked out. So he holds his breath. Batman takes a run at him, kicks him in the gut, and the Incredible Hulk has to breathe out. He takes in a big gulp of air with the knockout gas. He goes down, reverse back to Bruce Banner. That is a win for Batman. By the way, Batman even said, I came really close to breaking my leg from trying that, you know, that stunt. He's also got a win, this is really cool, over the Justice League before he joined the team. I think it was in Batman Confidential number 53, where he took on the Flash, Aquaman, Green Lantern, and Wonder Woman at the same time and won. How does that work? I don't know, but he did it and it counts. Now, keep in mind that any one of these members of the Justice League could take on Yoda and probably, or at least possibly, win. And again, Batman took them all on at the same time and won. But there's one person who Batman took on and beat with zero prep time. And Ray, I want to see what you have to say about that. And that's Superman.
Stop. Yes. Stop. Yes. Don't even pretend.
Okay, check this out. Let me explain. In this particular battle that I'm referencing, Batman was tracking down Poison Ivy. This was with the Hush storyline, right? And just when he's about to take her down, Poison Ivy reveals that she has Superman under some kind of mind control. So she commands Superman to take out Batman, with which Batman makes this great escape and puts himself underground in Metropolis in these lead-lined sewers. And he knows Superman's like moments away. So what does he do? He takes out a kryptonite ring, or a ring with some kryptonite in it, puts it on. And this is something he just had on him, you know, because, hey, I'm going to Metropolis, whatever, you never know, I'm going to have this on. And then he used that ring, he was able to fight Superman until he could be, like, you know, snap him out of that mind control. Now, of course, Batman already knew of Superman's weakness to kryptonite, but the point I'm trying to make, Ray, is that the previous battles with Superman, whether he was fighting against him or alongside him, helped Batman realize how to be better prepared in case he ever had to take him on unexpectedly. In fact, Batman uses all of his experiences to make very detailed notes on not only, you know, his opponent's weaknesses, but also tactics that he needs to know to implement into his own fighting style in case he ever faces like a similar threat down the road. Which means, and you'll see where I'm going with this, that he's done the same with a character called the Martian Manhunter. Ray, are you familiar with that character?
I am familiar.
Okay, so for those who may not know, he's the Earth's, in the DC Comics, greatest telepath, as well as someone who has very powerful telekinetic powers, almost like Force-like. And on top of that, he's all of Superman's powers, and he's got the ability to shapeshift. So Batman has already taken note of, hey, how would I have to take on Martian Manhunter with his telekinetic powers and his telepathic powers and everything else? He comes up with a plan. Also, you know, he's figured out how to take on Wonder Woman with her Olympian sword that was given to her, I think, by Zeus. And that sword can cut through anything. It's super, super powerful. Batman has plans against that. So Batman, in a weird way, is already more than prepared for anything a character like Yoda can throw at him. That's my point number one.
okay, there's a lot of garbage that you just threw at me right there. Oh yeah, he's a complete random encounter against Superman, a guy he's got prior knowledge of and has faced before. Oh yeah, he happened to have kryptonite and knew to use it. He didn't figure that out on the fly, James. What a crock you're trying to throw at us right now. Not just that, you brought up not one, but two basically fan fiction crossover events. Now, I've read the Justice League Avengers comic that you're talking about, and Batman and Captain America fight each other to a draw. So I don't even know what lies you're trying to perpetrate on all of us right now.
Ray, your nerd knowledge is unfortunately revealing itself to be lacking. I'm talking about not the 2004 Avengers Justice League crossover. I'm talking about the 90s.
The good one.
Sure. Well, I'm talking about the 1990s one where Batman beat Captain America in your home, otherwise a sewer. And it was a lucky win, but it still counts as a win.
Look, you know, we've all been Pennywise the Clown from time to time. We don't have judgment in this building, except for our, of course, judge. Please, no, that's fine. You can try to claim that. Who wrote that? You? You wrote that? You got it self-published, James, back in the 90s? What are we talking about right now? So anyway, and then the fight against the Hulk. Come on. Like, this is just a whole lot of silliness going on right here. If you have to stick to crossover events in order to make your point, then your point is not very well made, because ideally he'd be doing it to people in his own universe. And if you're going to try this Superman malarkey, I will call you on it every time. Brent Pope, how do you feel about this?
I mean, I do agree that Superman has the one weakness, which is kryptonite. So if you know about him and you have kryptonite, you're going to beat Superman, right? No matter who you are.
Thank
probably.
You.
That's exactly.
So that's not going unnoticed by me, Ray. Yes,
Brent. That's exactly my point. Batman's already fought against people who have similar either weapons or powers and abilities that Yoda has. So that when Batman faces Yoda, even though he's never faced Yoda himself or hurt whatever Yoda is, Batman can still draw upon his previous fighting experience to overcome Yoda.
I get that too.
Sure, yeah.
The Martian Manhunter.
Brent, is there anything in the chat room? I know you've been moderating it.
Yeah, what are the fans saying so far?
Well, Sean Griffin says Ray never gets a fair judging from anyone until
I never do.
His favor.
Until never.
His favor.
I think that's more of a personality thing. Just
Brad Pinder wants to see. Pinder wants to see James sit stoic and Ray be animated.
Too late.
And Jeremy Oaks, Ray might be his long lost brother now that he sees him.
Well, that's very
exciting. I'm so sorry to hear that, Jeremy.
That's disturbing.
I'll be honest, that's as much from the people as I really can stomach right now. I don't want to throw up during point number one.
Wait, one more, Ray. Maxwell Klein thought both of you guys were going to be skinny. I don't know why.
I don't know why anybody would think that. We are muscular, manly men.
We enjoy eating. That is for sure. That is for sure. All right, Ray, go ahead and hit us with your point number two.
Point number two, let's talk about the white elephant in the room. Let's talk about the weapons involved between both of these competitors. Because, yeah, Batman's going to try to throw some batarangs or something. That's fine. Yoda can dispatch with batarangs with, I don't know, his lightsaber. James, Batman has no answer for a lightsaber. Now, we're going to combine some of the super strength, super speed, jumping up in the air, flipping around with this fighting style. Yoda is a lightsaber master. A lightsaber is a masterful weapon. It will cut through literally anything, including Batman. He'll cut off Batman's hands. He'll cut off Batman's legs. Batman's going to be the Black Knight from Monty Python and the Holy Grail by the time this battle is over, shouting profanities and yelling, "Come back here, I'll bite your legs off." And Yoda will say, "No, I will not come back here. I have already won this battle." A lightsaber is going to, look, he's been able to deflect bullets with it. He's been able to deflect lasers with it. He's been able to use it to cut the holes in the bottom of tanks. So if you're going to try to be sneaky and bring the Batmobile into play here, James, because I know you. Yoda in the Clone Wars cartoon show had a great scene where he fought an entire robot platoon as well as a bunch of tanks that they brought with them. And he was able to do it by just like jumping and zipping and flying around in between all of the different robots, cutting each of them in half as he had to. He went underneath the tank and then just cut a hole in it and then just shot himself up into the tank. So if Batman tries to bring the Batmobile into play, Yoda's going to shred that thing like it was nothing. He's going to one-shot it like Goemon would do to Kirby if they ever met on a battlefield, for example. A couple of the other things that Yoda can do is he can fight. Now, he uses the Forms 4, which is also known as Ataru. That is the fighting style of Yoda with a lightsaber. Now, that is known as a very acrobatic and a very aggressive style. So if Batman has time to think, Batman might actually have a chance in this battle. However, Yoda, once the battle actually gets started, and we assume it's a who would win battle, would start right away. Yoda is immediately going to go on the offensive and just keep coming at Batman with a speed and ferocity with a weapon he's never conceived of before. And he's going to take a massive beating very, very quickly. Let's say, for example, though, Yoda knows all 7 forms of lightsaber combat. Could I name them? No. I had them written down. I can't pronounce half these words. My point is, if Yoda is mixing it up and hitting Batman with this aggressive style and it's not working, he could switch it up to a different lightsaber style as he needs to. He's a master in all of them. And he could just fight the way he needs to fight in order to win if Batman starts changing the way he's fighting. Fan-freaking-tastic. Last thing I want to talk about, Yoda has the ability to read souls and empathy. This is something that's well established, and it's actually one of the canon comic books, which is fortunate for me. And he is able to kind of read the damage that somebody has internally, as far as emotionally. And Batman is a guy who, I don't know if you know this, James, I don't know how much research you did, he's a little messed up in the head. This Batman fellow is not well, and Yoda will be able to sense that and potentially talk him out of battle entirely and make Batman walk away, not using the Jedi mind trick. Let's face facts. That's not going to work on a guy as willpowered as Batman. I'm not even going to try it because I think that's a bad talking point that will lead me to defeat. However, if he can experience the trauma of Bruce Wayne losing his parents and he can have a heart-to-heart conversation with him about it, something he, quite frankly, does not do very often, he might break into tears and walk off the battlefield. Victory for Yoda. And that's my point number 2.
I have 2 questions. You're assuming as a possibility that Yoda and Batman will have a chat and a heart to heart, and
if he needs it,
Batman will get like a force hug from Yoda, and
he'll get some force hugs. That's
cry
for sure.
A little bit and voluntarily walk off the battlefield. That sounds exactly like what Batman would do, would be something no one would ever say. I'm really interested in when you said Yoda has deflected bullets. Was this from, I don't know, a robbery? Like, was someone, when did Yoda deflect bullets?
Well, you know, when I said bullets, I meant blaster fire, which you're right. They are 2 different mediums, but I think of blasters, I just think of them shooting. I use the term bullets to represent projectiles. Oh, I'm so sorry, James. We're doing a live show. Every word isn't going to be perfect.
I just wanted to read.
Also, he did stop a bank robbery in the non-canon universe. So yes, he could also.
Got it. I just wanted to read the Race to Canis fan fiction of Yoda, like, riding a horse with like his lightsaber.
Oh, I've written
you
that.
Have, right? And then all of a sudden, like, someone comes in to like rob him with like a 6-shooter, you know, revolver, and Yoda steps in to deflect the bullets. Which, by the way, oddly enough, in Star Wars, and this is canon, bullets or anything that shoots a projectile, that actually goes much faster than blaster fire and is much harder to see and to stop. Just a fun fact. I still think Yoda could deflect him, by the way. All right. I don't have much to talk about that because about your point number 2, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think you've exaggerated a little bit, but not horribly. So let me get to my point number 2.
Well, real quick, I mean, I would just point out right now that, look, if Superman could turn and say the word Martha out loud and it could make Batman stop fighting, who's to say Yoda with a little more creativity behind it than just saying the name of his mom? I bet he could make something happen. Sorry, James, go ahead with
No, I just think Yoda wouldn't say, like, Martha. I think he'd say, name you think of Martha, be it, you know, almost like Shakespearean. And that would just become...
That was Shakespearean,
it would totally be lost. Batman's like, wait, what? What do you say? You know, you...
I think you actually just ripped a line from Julius Caesar, honestly. So.
I do that all the time. I got to stop myself.
Yeah.
Little Caesars. That's from Little Caesars.
Yeah, great pizza.
Great pizza. All right. Point number 2. Let's just get... You're going to go with the lightsaber. Great call, Ray. Let's talk Batman tech. Now, Batman is a walking freaking arsenal, having over 140 different types of tools and weapons on him at any time. And what I find interesting about Batman, I've mentioned this before, Batman, of course, no superpowers, but with all the tech he has super-powered or superhuman-level effectiveness in a whole bunch of different ways. Like, for example, he's got his grappling gun, which enables him not just to swing from building to building in Gotham City, but also to get out of someplace very, very quickly. You know, when he's fighting Doomsday, for example, in the comic books a couple of times, he uses the grappling gun. I know we saw it in the movie and the cartoon, but also in the comic books. He uses the grappling gun to get himself from point A to point B, you know, H, which is get the hell out of there very quickly. So he also has, you know, when you think about his tech, he's got like 3 areas of tech and gadgetry that, again, gives him this equivalence of like superhuman abilities. The first area is his utility belt. His second is his suit. And the third is his cape. So let me talk about the utility belt. Right now, that utility belt contains everything. I'm going to just read off the list. It's crazy. He's got lasers to smoke bombs to hypersonics that can hurt Superman to knockout gas to super powerful tranquilizers, nerve gases and toxins that can put someone into a near-death state to shock gloves to inescapable handcuffs designed by Mr. Miracle, who's kind of like the Houdini, superpowered Houdini of DC Comics. He's got batarangs that explode and do all these other cool things. He's got tons of projectiles, high-powered explosives that can knock even Superman out of a building. He also has super strong bolas and nets to tie up and capture super powerful opponents. And on top of all that, he's got the ability to shoot a freeze foam that encases an opponent in ice, and then another type of foam that he shoots that hardens into a super strong plastic, both of which he has used to subdue, again, super strong opponents. His suit is bulletproof, puncture, and heat resistant, and has the ability to absorb and redirect impact, which is why, by the way, Batman can take a punch or two from Superman. Now, let me make something really, really clear. I am not going to even come close to assuming that Batman's suit can withstand a lightsaber hit. At best, maybe it can take one deflecting shot, like a light shot off the shoulder or something, but that's it. So Ray just got to give it to the lightsaber. Batman's suit, his cape, whatever, is not going to protect against it, okay?
Do I hear you just conceding the battle right now?
No. You know, unless Yoda's going to be riding that horse and deflecting bullets, is that something that's happening later on?
In my fan fiction, yes.
Awesome. Okay. Now, his Batman suit has the ability also to project an electric charge of 50,000 volts or more, and that's on top of the taser Batman carries with him that has a high enough charge to momentarily daze Superman. I wonder if we know a character who's been dazed before by like super powerful like blasts of electricity. We'll get to that later. Batman has knife-like objects and projectiles all over his suit that can be shot or used if necessary that are either reflex and or voice controlled. His bat ears can be shot like ballistic knives, as well as be pulled out and used as daggers, because why not? The talons across his forearms can be used as sharp weapons, and his chest emblem can shoot out projectiles at opponents that hit them like super strong rubber bullets. Batman's cape is even a weapon, as it can be used to ensnare someone, like a net, or even, this is really cool, cut someone due to the fact that the edges are as sharp as a knife. In short, Batman is always armed and equipped with a walking arsenal. So let's see how he'd use this tech against Yoda. Firstly, it's important to note, Yoda has been hurt by electrical charges, as I mentioned before, on the form of Force Lightning. On top of that, Yoda himself, he's not super durable. He's more durable than average. He does use the Force to make himself durable, but he still gets hurt from a high fall. So he's not like he's super durable. I'll mention that later on too. So why couldn't Batman use his suit's ability to blast Yoda with 50,000 volts from either his suit or his handheld taser and his utility belt that was strong enough to hurt Superman? Or why couldn't he use the knockout gas on Yoda or his tranquilizer darts or his smoke bombs to momentarily misdirect Yoda? You see where I'm going with this. And the great thing about Batman is he's not like someone who's like, hey, here's my batarang. Done. Here's my grapple gun. Done. No, he uses everything in every possible combination at beyond a mastery level. So if he needs to use 18 things in a row to subdue someone or capture someone or protect himself, he'll do it, and he knows how to do it masterfully. Again, the bottom line is that Batman's tech gives him the ability to hurt or ensnare someone at a superhuman level. If Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and even Darkseid have been hurt or ensnared by Batman's tech, it's a very safe bet to say he could do the same to Yoda. And that's my point number two.
Oh, so much garbage. That's fine, James.
More garbage.
Say the nonsense you want
to
say.
That's more garbage than point number one.
You're 0 for 2 so far. You're probably down 10 to 2 on everybody's scorecards at home, I'm assuming. So you're going to need a real strong third round in order to get out of this one, I'll tell you. But look, I just sit back when I was putting this battle together. How is Batman going to hurt Yoda? Is he going to throw batarangs at him? Yoda's just going to either use the Force to knock them aside or hit them with his lightsaber. He's going to do one of those things in order to do it. Batman's going to try to punch him. Yoda is jumping and spinning around him with a lightsaber. You think like one punch is even going to land, much less do any damage if it does? I just don't see how it's possible with Yoda using the Ataru lightning or lightsaber fighting style that's very aggressive. He's going to be in Batman's face immediately. You saw what happens when he's ready to fight, when he's ready to fight Count Dooku in that really iconic battle from the movie. He gets right up into him and is just on him the whole time. And the only reason Dooku was able to get over at any level in that battle is because he had his own lightsaber. And you've already admitted Batman has no way to stop a lightsaber. So what we're talking about right here is a super attuned force character who has got super strength, super speed, super agility. And then you've got another side. You've got a guy who does a lot of sit-ups. And I'm just saying, between the two, I'm going to go with the Force user every single time.
Got it. So here's the deal. You have someone who's got the Force and a lightsaber. By the way, I never said Batman couldn't stop a lightsaber. I simply said his suit, if he got hit with it, would be cut by a lightsaber.
Like, yeah, but he's going to get hit like 50 times. So there we are.
Oh, my God. Ray, you know, I got to tell you, it is so enjoyable to debate. It actually is really enjoyable to debate Ray, because now I get to, you know, Ray, it's been a while since we've been face to face like this. You know, we're at this magical point called the turning point where, Brent, as a judge, you've got to tell us, who do you think is ahead right now? Use your scorecard. By the way, if you need the Who Would Win scorecard, the link is on the bottom in the description. Go ahead and get that, download it, and play along with us. Brent, who do you think is ahead in this matchup so far, and what does the other side have to do to get the win?
Okay, I think you're both debating really well right now. I've had some issues with a couple things you've said, but I've called those out for the most part. Gotta say, I think Yoda's a little bit ahead right now.
Of course Yoda's ahead right now. He's great.
And James, okay, so here's the deal. You yourself admitted if he gets hit by a lightsaber that he's kind of done, the suit is done for. So how does he, I need to hear from you, how does he stop that from happening? The other thing I kind of want to hear from both of you is, because I don't think either one of these characters are ones that would go for the kill necessarily unless the other group person is going for the kill and they just have to. So how do you get, you know, how do you see, I need to see how you guys see this fight playing out. What's your path to victory for each one? That's what I need to see.
Brent, can you see what the comments are from the people in the chat? Who's agreeing with you? Who's disagreeing with you?
Yeah.
I don't blame you for trying to get extra time, James, because you don't have an answer for what he just asked you, and you're hoping he's going to forget.
No, I'm just wondering, because our fans are really smart. I want to see where their heads are at with this.
Chai Carter says Yoda would not exploit Batman's trauma. That's possible. And if he could, Joe Liel says if he can read empathy, then he'll see that Batman is good and he might let his guard down and Batman could take him out. Fun fact, Daniel 2 says Yoda's mom is also named Martha.
Well, that's a good, that's good. That's good knowledge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a fun fact.
Not surprising.
And Digital Sky says couldn't anyone just kick Batman in his bat nuts? It's a fair point.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to point number 3, Ray, this is a closer battle than I thought. I still think I have a chance. Go ahead, hit us. Fair enough. Go ahead and hit us with what you think is your knockout blow.
Well, look, I've been sandbagging, James. I don't know. It must surprise you. I've talked a little bit about some of the Force powers. I'm going to go ahead and let's talk about the Force, because when Yoda fights Count Dooku, Dooku and him go back and forth throwing things at each other and using the Force. And Dooku agrees, we are roughly even in Force power. And he begins every battle with Force power. And then they move on to the lightsabers afterwards. So what I'm going to guess is going to happen here is Yoda's not even going to go to the lightsaber right away. He's going to give Batman a chance. In that he's going to start throwing things at him using the Force. He's going to start flinging him around using this telekinetic Force power, the Force push, if you will. And he's going to just knock Batman into trees, knock Batman in the air, knock Batman into the ground, and he's just going to throw him around like a rag doll. And then if Batman keeps getting up from that, then we graduate to the lightsaber and Batman loses his hands. That's just how this thing, unfortunately, is going to go. And then maybe handless Batman gets talked to about Martha and he'll cry openly and leave his hands behind. Cool. We've noticed that Yoda has used the Force push a lot of times. He's used it to defeat a lot of the droids in the Clone Wars cartoon. He also used it to defeat two of the Crimson Guard that were guarding Darth Sidious. He just walked into the room and went, boom, threw his hands down, and then both guards just hit the ground and they were out of the battle. He was even able to force push. That's hard words to say. Force push.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. force push Darth Sidious and shove him across an entire room. And Darth Sidious is the most powerful Sith that's ever been. So he's got, I don't see how Batman resists any of these powers. Not only that, he uses them in creative ways. He's not just throwing people around. At one point, he was fighting a group and he created an avalanche by lifting some rocks up on the top of a snowy mountain and created an avalanche to sweep out the people that he needed to get rid of. Well, that's just absolutely fantastic. He's trained over 20,000 Jedi, James. That is so much knowledge. Let's see here. He's used the Jedi mind trick. Don't think it's going to work here, but he has used it successfully. So if there are other people around the battle, he could get them to do his bidding and join in the battle and get in Batman's way and maybe even just pull him down because Batman does not want to hurt innocents. Most importantly, and here you go, Clone Wars, he used his telekinetic force power to disarm a character named Asajj Ventress and just knock the weapon right out of her hand. So if Batman tries coming at him with any kind of these power gauntlets or batarangs or whatever the heck you're going to postulate in your point number three, because I know it's coming. I know you too well to think it's not coming. He can just use the force to disarm them. And that's absolutely great. Let's not forget he can lift up mountains and X-wings and everything else. How is anything tiny that Batman's going to throw at him even be a problem? The last point that I want to leave you with, though, is even if Batman lands the killing shot, even if Batman puts him down, Yoda has the ability to come back as a force ghost. Brent Pope, you know this point very, very well. Yoda could come back as a force ghost who has been known as a force ghost in the movies to shoot lightning and hit people and blow up rocks, I believe, in the movies as a force ghost, okay? So if Batman somehow drops him, he's a force ghost. I know Batman's not doing nothing against a ghost who can shoot lightning. And that's my point number three.
You really, Ray? You're going to bring up the force ghost? You know how much of a sore point that is. Brent, nothing against you. You did a great job. You want to tell the listeners why it's such a sore point?
Well, when we had our live show at the Long Beach Comic Con, it came down to, I think it was one judge apiece, and the third judge said that because I had said that Luke might be able to become a force ghost and just linger forever on the battlefield while Spider-Man would have to leave, that led me to a victory. Now, I have to say, Ray, very ballsy of you to use that argument because you had told me that that was a terrible argument leading up to that battle.
But it worked, so I figured it was good. You changed my mind, Brent.
I'm just wondering if you're using a tactic that you thought was a terrible tactic. I don't know if I can believe, you know, what you're saying. But hey, okay. We'll see.
Brent, I've got two things I gotta say about that. Number one,
the only reason that one is going with my mind.
Go ahead, Brent. Yeah. Okay, no, Brent, yes, here's the thing. Number one, you argued very well in that live battle. I can't take that away from you. Number two, you gotta remember one of the judges was saying, remember what he said, I'm not gonna mention his name, great guy. One of the executives from Legion,
your friend.
Great company. You should check him out, legionnam.com.
Yeah.
He said, listen, right, James, you out-debated Brett. You were great. Your argument's absolutely correct. I'm just going for Luke Skywalker because I like Star Wars. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Number three.
Boy, James, it must really suck to have a judge say something like that at the end of a battle. Wow, that must be terrible.
Number three, yeah. But here's...
Interesting. And I would also say that the other judge, Lauren Stone, basically was never going to let you lose either because she loves Spider-Man. So... Then we were down to the third judge, which is the one that
fair
I want.
All right, number three, I've actually had time, just like Batman, I prepare. I learn from my experiences, and I prepare for it. So the question I have with a Force Ghost is, how long does it take for a Force Ghost to reappear, right, to be seen by someone? Not heard, but be seen. And secondly, how long does it take for a Force Ghost before they can actually do something to the physical world? Not through influencing.
Sure, something. And I can answer that question, James. Immediately, of course, and immediately. I mean, if you're going to ask my answer, that's my answer. Now, no, I don't have any proof to back any of that up. It actually, in the movies, took quite a while for Force Ghosts to start appearing after the death of a character. But my point is, if you're asking my opinion of it, it's immediate.
Okay, gotcha. So Ray, according to you, Batman somehow, because he doesn't like to kill, figures out a way to actually kill Yoda.
Accidentally,
and we know it's like the rules are if you can safely walk away from something after 2 minutes because there's no threat, you win. So Batman says, forget that. I'm going to wait decades for Yoda to come back. This makes a lot of sense.
Could be.
You never know.
He's a very patient man.
He is. He's known for that strong mental state. Okay. I like where all these points are going. I will ask you this, Ray. How big on a scale of 1 to 10, Batman's a master of deception. Is he like a 6, 7, 8, 9, or a 10? What do you think?
A Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Deception?
Mm-hmm.
1.5 probably. He never really likes to lie to people.
Exactly. He's a 10. So we're going to kind of keep that into, bring that into perspective or keep that in mind when I go to my point number three, which I'm just going to call tactics and fighting style of Yoda. Okay. I'm going to say something that some may find very surprising. First of all, in a battle against Darth Maul, I could see Batman losing that one. That's weird. I know. In a battle against Mace Windu, still a possible loss for Batman. In a battle against Darth Vader, yeah, Batman loses, no doubt. But in a battle against Yoda, Batman wins. Why? It's because of tactics and Yoda's fighting style. And I'm referring to the tactics of Yoda, I hate saying this, and how his fighting style was a big part of why the Jedi Order fell in the first place. Okay. So,
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
too soon.
I'm going there because, Ray, in all seriousness, you've brought up some great points, and Yoda's that powerful, and I've got it. I'm throwing a Hail Mary again. Okay, let's go back. Darth Maul, Mace Windu, Darth Vader, they all have something in common. When it's time to fight, they go on the offensive immediately. Yoda does the exact opposite. Look, I'm not taking anything away from Yoda, but if you look at his fighting style, you'll see that he's a talk first, attack second type of guy slash creature slash thing, right? Let's examine one of my favorite scenes in the Revenge of the Sith movie, which also is my favorite prequel, by the way. Yoda, near the end, with the element of surprise, mind you, goes in to confront Emperor Palpatine. Ray, you already referenced this, but the scene where he walks in his room, the two red crimson guards are there, and Yoda, you know, just uses the force, knocks him against the wall, and they're taken out. Now, again, Emperor Palpatine was surprised to see Yoda by the fact that he said, "Master Yoda, you survived," referencing, of course, you know, how Master Yoda survived Order 66. And then, after a couple of lines of really cool dialogue back and forth, Yoda just stands there while he gets blasted with force lightning from Palpatine, because Palpatine said, while Yoda's watching him, by the way, and says, "Let me show you like the true power of the dark side." So Palpatine shoots force lightning and blasts him and sends him flying back against either a wall or against the other side of the room and knocks him out. He's actually out. Again, Yoda had the element of surprise, and instead of using it to take down Palpatine to at least get the combative advantage, he just walked in and confronted him. Why? Because the same, I hate to say it, there's a slight arrogance that Yoda has that blinded him to the fact that the clone army was being created 10 years prior. The same arrogance that led him to believe the Jedi Order would possibly defeat the Sith was, and that's the same arrogance he had when he confronted Emperor Palpatine. So during the actual fight between him and Palpatine, Yoda continued to battle kind of defensively until he brought out his lightsaber. At the end, Palpatine and Yoda were kind of blasted apart. Palpatine shot force lightning at Yoda. Yoda blocked it, and the resulting kind of blast knocked both of them off the platforms they were on. And, you know, what's funny is that did Yoda use, like, the force to distract Palpatine with an attack from above? I mean, he had lots of things to throw at him to make him lose focus for a second or two, and of course he didn't. Now, what was also interesting, you know, with these bad tactics of, you know, I don't use the element surprise, I'm going to talk to you first, I'm going to let you get, you know, ready to fight, and then I'll take you on. What was also interesting, I noticed this, was at the end of the battle, again, Yoda and Palpatine are hanging precariously off different of these, like, floating platforms, right? And Palpatine climbed back up onto his, but Yoda had two hands on one, was so weak for some reason, he dropped from, went two hands to one, and then his fingernails or claws were scraped off, and then he fell all the way to the ground, bounced off something, hit the ground really hard, and was kind of like knocked senseless. Once he was knocked senseless, he kind of like opened his eyes a little bit, heard Emperor Palpatine laughing, and then he starts to escape. He makes his way by crawling through some tubes underground to avoid detection, and then at the very end proceeds to seclude himself on the planet Dagobah for decades, leaving the Jedi Order in ruins and Emperor Palpatine control. Where was his resolve in that fight? So the scene with Emperor Palpatine revealed something really, really interesting. And Ray, you already mentioned it. The fight style he uses is called the Taru, which is also known as the way, the way of the Hawk Bat. As coincidental as it is for his battle. And this style, Ray, you described it really, really well, except for one little thing. This style enables a force user to, you know, this is why Yoda goes from walking with a cane and being really feeble and, you know, unfortunately really elderly, to all of a sudden he turns into this Power Ranger slash Spider-Man slash, you know, samurai who's flying around the air, bouncing off everything, is super powerful, durable, the whole thing, super fast, for a short period of time, and then all of a sudden he has to revert back after, remember, Count Dooku reverts back to that elderly guy with the cane. The style, the Ataru style, is where you take the force and you put it through yourself to kind of enhance yourself to that level, right? That we were talking about that. The problem is it's super taxing on the person's body and can only be done for so long. That's the problem. Now, I get it. Yoda is a different type of creature. He's 900 years old. He's long lived. But even Yoda can't sustain that fighting style for too long. And in a fight with Batman, by the way, it's not going to be a quick encounter. There's going to be Yoda's going to this is how I see the fight going. Yoda comes in and starts talking and tries to probe Batman's mind and says, like, hey, he's kind of Sith-like, but he's kind of, I don't know what's happening. And Batman's just sizing up Yoda, and he's not saying, hey, it's a small creature. He's like, no, no, something's up. So Batman throws the first shot. Yoda starts coming at him with a force. I do agree, Ray, with what you're saying. All of a sudden, Yoda pulls out the lightsaber, gets a good shot off Batman. Batman realizes, uh-oh, he's in trouble, backs off, and throws batarangs at Yoda. Yoda just slices through them, no problem. And Yoda's like almost kind of amused with how easy, like saying to Batman, you don't understand the power of the Force, whatever, however he says it. And as he's saying that, he realized that was a distraction because now Ebola kind of grappling thing just completely ensnared him. So Yoda then uses the Force to get out of that as Batman tases him with 50,000 volts. Yoda uses the Force to push him away. And as he turns around, you remember those batarangs he just sliced? Well, they all had explosive devices on them, and they all blow up. Yoda kind of gets, like, lost. His use of the Force gets, you know, just interrupted for a second. Batman goes in offensive, uses that freeze foam or whatever, the plastic foam, gets him right there. At best, Yoda uses the Force and realizes he's running out of power because of that aggressive force style he's using and gets out of there. The way I see it, Batman wins through Yoda leaving the field of battle just like he did against Emperor Palpatine. So, you know, just to kind of cut this up, you know, with Batman's training, his intellect, and wins against super powerful opponents with no prep time, his incredible tech, and his mastery with using all facets of it, the fact also he's a great swordsman too, and the fact that Yoda's tactics are defensive and reactionary until he pulls out a lightsaber and goes on the offensive for a very short period of time because it's too taxing on his body, unfortunately, it's not hard to see why and how Batman wins this fight. That's my point number three. Welcome to the intoxicating mind fog. There you go.
No, just plain no. I got one word to describe everything you just said. Nonsense. Pure nonsense. James, no, look, you actually made a couple of okay points in there, I suppose. Yes, it is very taxing. Yoda is not a guy who can play an endurance game, and Batman can. I can actually concede that point to you because I do not think it matters. I think Yoda's just going to come a little bit too hard. I just don't see how Batman even gets through this impervious defense of Yoda. He's got the lightsaber, he's got the force push powers, and there's nobody around him that he needs to save. Batman's, even if there were other people around, Batman is not going to put people in danger like a Darth Sidious or a Count Dooku would in order to win that battle. So, what I would say to everything that you have to say is nonsense. Just pure nonsense. I'm ready to maybe go back to the people one last time and hear from Brent Pope, the esteemed executive vice president of Who Would Win, who, by the way, you look excellent today. Very, very good-looking fellow. You've heard a lot of great points by me. Oh. You've heard a lot of complete trash. Just, I'm sorry, James. This is maybe your worst battle ever. And that's okay. You know, we all have yips sometimes, especially in a big spot like the first ever live Who Would Win battle. So, Brent, at least be nice to him. Go easy on him. I'll let you do your thing.
Right. What are the fans? What are the people in the chat room saying about this battle so far?
Oh gosh, I don't have anything up right now. I do. Let's see if I get something up. Ray, I do want to ask you a question. A very important question.
Yes.
If Yoda's in a battle with Batman or anyone, is Yoda, in your opinion, ever tempted by the dark side?
No, that's actually crucial to his character. Is that he does not, he's actually, and I kind of didn't talk about this because it didn't really fit the battle, but he believes in emotional distancing. You've heard of social distancing. He does it with emotions. And it actually is one of the reasons why it caused the downfall of the Jedi, is because he couldn't get over the idea of, it doesn't matter if someone is a loved one, you have to treat them the exact same as you would a complete stranger. And the problem is, once he kind of had this Anakin Skywalker situation pop up in front of his nose, he had a really hard time sort of establishing what was going on, and he tried to distance himself from it, but all that led it to do was fester in the darkness, and it ended up destroying almost all the Jedi.
Wow.
Brent, okay. If I may, One really great difference between Yoda and Batman is that Yoda has this strict set of, you know, almost samurai-like to the extreme sensibilities, you know, so, you know, the emotional, I almost said social distancing, but the emotional distancing he does, that discipline to kind of keep himself without, you know, having love for everybody, but love in particular for no one. He's that straight and narrow, right? He's almost like the ultimate Boy Scout in that regard. Batman is the complete opposite. Batman likes to cheat. He likes to deceive. He likes to do whatever he can to accomplish his goal because he knows he's doing it for the right reasons. That's it. Those, in my opinion, on top of the power sets and everything else, those are the main difference between those two characters.
Brent, I think it's time. Okay. Did you get some of the people's words?
I did, yeah. Adam says, I could see Yoda not being used to someone without the Force being so strong. William Schweitzer says, Ray, I think you lost this battle bringing up the Force ghost. That's a fair point. Digital Sky says, I thought James was making a comeback, and now he's just dropped his gloves, and Ray's about to pulverize him. Oh, and then he's we also right. have a poll up. So the fans of the show, they have right now, nobody wins 8%, Yoda wins 79%, Batman 13%.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Ray, your whole family's on tonight. Congratulations.
I do have a big family, and I just want to, if we have an hour, I'd like to say thank you to every individual person in my family who's watching.
Here's the deal. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Digital Sky, a great scripted anthology series podcast available on Apple Podcasts. Look them up on Digital Sky on YouTube as well. They are fantastic. They do have some problems when they go into chat rooms. We're going to talk about that later, about etiquette of what to say and what to do. We'll have a little chat about that. Other than that, they are fantastic. With that being said, Brent, it is about that time. I'm really nervous and interested to see what you have to say. Give us your process. Tell us who wins this matchup.
All right. So I think you both battled really well, made good arguments. There are some things I didn't buy, but that always happens. It came down to a couple things for me. A couple things that I really pondered over. You know, one thing was like Yoda's whole process where he sits back. He doesn't necessarily go in full force. Ray, you mentioned that Yoda is an empath, so he can read, the temperature of the person, for lack of a better term. And I'm thinking, well, Yoda didn't really go full force when it was up against Palpatine, who he knows is evil. I'm thinking, well, what is he going to do when he goes up against someone like Batman where you can tell his heart is good? That's one question I was asking myself. Another question was, like, what kind of battle is this going to be? Because I wanted you to both tell me. Long, short, how is it playing out? And I kind of believe that it's going to be a longer battle. And the Force does take energy, so it's whether... So can Yoda take out Batman quickly? So Yoda quick or Batman the long game? Those are the two things I was kind of debating. And Ray, one thing you said that I just didn't buy, which was you said, he's trained so many Jedi. Well, you know, if you're a boxing fan, Emmanuel Stewart trained all these great boxers. Doesn't mean he's a great boxer, right? It means he's a great teacher of boxers. So that was one thing that I didn't buy, but there were a lot of things I did buy. I did ask you that question for a specific reason. Do you think Yoda's ever tempted by the dark side? Because, and I agree with you, I don't think he is, but... Since Yoda's not tempted by the dark side, he's not going to go for it and go for the kill. Because I think if that happened, he might kill Batman, but he's not going to do that. So in this case, my opinion is Batman's going to come out of this. One, you have Batman.
You've got to be kidding me right now.
No, I'm serious.
I'm waiting for the shoe to drop, Brent. You go, ha, 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 let's make Ray mad. Now you can go ahead and tell us the real answer.
I'm not trying to make you mad. I thought you made some good points. I do think
what did 79% of our audience get that Brent Pope did not?
I'm also wondering, by the way.
Well, Ray, you're the one that's always telling the audience that they're dumb, so...
Well, no, that's true. Dumb as our judges, apparently.
So you're arguing against yourself.
This is what I don't even like. You're trolling right now, right? Like you're actually going to say, but then after Batman, then Yoda stands up and crushes him, and Yoda wins. That's where you're going. You're waiting for a shoe to drop right now. Obviously,
I waited. You know the story that was told. I bought the repeat of what happened with Palpatine. I really bought what James was saying there that he might get him to walk away, and. It was, you know...
You're kidding me right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There is nothing against the lightsaber or the Force that Batman's going to have to do. He's a guy who works out real hard. He needs gadgets because he can't do anything.
Ray's projecting right now. That's he's saying what he would.
I
like
understand
to be.
You're upset because not everyone's able to beat James in a live show. You know, that's just.
There's the real story going on right now. All right, whatever. Guys, you've seen what just happened. Hashtag Ray was robbed. You guys can maybe take this journey with
Ray.
Me as we do these battles, and I dominate James from pillar to post, point one, point two, point three, every single point, and then our judge at the end with a big smile says, "Nope, I don't care what you said, Ray. I'm gonna ignore all of it and give James the victory." And again, I should be used to it by now, but I am not.
Ray, I'm giving you a force hug. Is this helpful? I'm doing a Yoda thing right now. Does that help you at all, or is that not doing anything for you?
I'm about to care emoji you off this planet, James. I can't even look at you right now. This is disgusting.
Brent, I gotta tell you, all seriousness, I'm actually really surprised. I'm happy I got the win. I think it's because, let me make something very clear.
I bought the story at the end. You know,
See, here's the thing. If Yoda decides to go all out, right? If Yoda has his, I'm fed up with this. I'm just going to go. I'm crushing this fool. He's got it. He's going to crush Batman. I'm not even going to pretend. He will absolutely crush Batman. The problem is Yoda has, and this is what makes Yoda so great, he's got this morality. He's got this code of conduct. As much as Batman does, Yoda's really known for having that code of conduct. The only time he'll actually destroy someone or kill someone is if they're evil and if there's no other choice. I think Yoda eventually would say, this is just not worth it. Let me kind of get out of here and put my attention to something more worthwhile, you know, Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, I mean, I did give you the chance at the end. I asked you the question. Do you think he could turn to the dark side? If you had answered yes, you would have won the battle. Because then I would be like, well, if Yoda's mad and he doesn't care about his... But, you know, if you're being truthful to the character, I think you had to tell the truth, which you did. So you were honest.
I always tell the truth. I only know the truth. I am a beacon of honesty.
You know what, Ray? I was expecting you to... here's the thing. I was expecting you to come out with this, how Yoda goes kind of Super Saiyan. And what I was really worried about was that you were going to say, like, okay, here's an example of Yoda raging and what happens. Because I actually had no defense against that, right? And then, thankfully, Brent, you asked that question. You accepted my bribe, asked him the right question at the right time, and we got the result. Worked out perfectly. Ray, any change in how you're feeling, or are you still, you know?
No, I'm just checking Venmo for payments between the two of you right now. That's all I'm checking. Because, you know, you can leave a note just said, great decision, Brent, wink, $1,000. I'm just assuming that something like that happened because this doesn't make any sense. And I'm displeased.
You will see a payment. You will see a payment between James and I, but that's because I sold him my 811-piece Porg Lego. My Lego Porg
that
James
terrifying.
Is going
to... I've seen it.
I need something for my downtime. That was it. All right, Brent, look, executive vice president of Who Would Win, you're on, everyone should, you know, jump off this and go watch you on TV immediately after that. Please give the details to all of our followers and listeners and people in the chat. Where can people see you literally right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to ABC right now, Station 19 is on the West Coast. If it's on the Central or the East Coast, you'll have to go on ABC.com tomorrow, I think, and watch the latest episode. I think it's episode 15. Bad guy or something like that. Craziest scene I've ever shot. I'm not saying this to be, you know...
clickbaity?
But craziest scene I've ever shot. First time I've had a stunt double and craziest scene I've ever shot, and it's insane. You can also, you know, listen to my podcast, Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've been on that, James.
Fantastic
Ray
show.
Soon, maybe not. Yeah. We're in 25
countries
now.
I've never been on that
now.
Show.
We're... Interesting. Our mics can't hold your voice.
That might be true.
Breakfast.com, and we talk about Hollywood. We talk about food. We talk about recipes and how people get successful and things like that. And you can find me on Instagram at Scoops Pope, and on my Facebook actor page under Brent Pope. And thank you for having me tonight, guys, even though, you know, I am the executive vice president, so I could probably come in and judge anytime I want. But I like to have a variance of people come in, and I like to come in for the big shows. The big shows.
Big shows.
And thanks
Very
for having
cool.
me.
Very cool. We didn't have a choice. You told us you were coming on the show, and we're happy.
Yeah, I would have vetoed if I had the power.
we'll see. Hey,
it was 2-1. Me and James.
That's right. I was totally on board. Hey, Ray, congratulations on...
On victory that I did earn.
You snatched defeat from victory. I mean, it was right there for you. All you had to do was say, yes, Yoda can turn to the dark side and you win. But
so all I had to do was lie. Then I would have gone to the dark side, and I'm not for that.
Thank you.
Aren't you a Slytherin?
Don't worry about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Ray, the Force hugs are coming your way. Doing it right now.
I got defenses.
Got it. Please tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on at Almighty Ray on Twitter. Guys, I'll be on Twitter immediately after this broadcast to basically, you guys can tell me, oh, now I see what you've been talking about. All those times you've been robbed in these battles. Look, we as the people have decided, 79% of us at last check, that Ray, hashtag Ray is right. Hashtag Ray was robbed. What I really want to plug right now, though, is that really cool design of the Duel t-shirt on the store. As pissed as I am about this battle and how ridiculous Brent Pope's reasoning and decision were, I will say that t-shirt is worth it. So you can go on there and eventually get yourself one of these Ray is Right t-shirts, everybody. You can go on Amazon and get those. But first, go to the store and buy the new design because it's better.
Absolutely.
Ray, are you going to buy me one of those?
No, I'm not ever talking to you again.
Brent, you're the executive VP. You get all that stuff for free. Right? And in fact, nice. You can have Ray's shirts. I just redirected them.
I mean, that's probably true. Yeah, that's nice. Probably actually accurate.
Yeah.
The new design, though, no joke, is awesome. I love it.
Very cool. All right, good. These things are going to be selling very well. Let's see. You can find me posing my patented question of the day on Twitter and Instagram. At James Gavsey. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram at Who Would Win Show and check out the Who Would Win website at www.whowouldwinshow.com to access all of our podcast episodes. On behalf of myself, Ray Stakanis, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win team, thank you once again for listening and watching another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.